A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about the phase model of change created by Levin. And also would like to show you another nonverbal analysis tool, how you can better picture, for example, your critical situation, your critical partner. So it's going to be a very practical episode today, so it will be really great fun. I'm sure you enjoy this very much. So thank you very much for listening already for the beginning, and I would say, let's do it. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Welcome back, and thank you very much really for listening to my podcast series. And today I promise you it will be a very nice and a very exciting episode, because first of all, we're gonna have a closer look at the phase model of change by Levin. He created that in fact 1974 according to my information, and it's a very useful one because it visualizes to us what is happening when crises appear in our life, and especially on top of this, how we should really deal with these things, that at the end, you know, we really take a growth out of it, we really have benefits out of it, and we really can grow, you know, so get more mature, and that our personality really strengthens after that. All right, and this is exactly what we have now, a closer look. According to Levin, in fact, there are six phases which you have to do and to work through, in fact, that you really can personally see growing. And the first thing is, for example, the crisis does happen. Let's take a clear example. Let's take, for example, you're married and you find out, for example, that your husband is having a girlfriend, all right? And exactly, let's take this one. This is a very simple one. And okay, so what is happening when you hear that? You're right away in a status of shock. So you are deeply shocked. And this is also something I would like to give a little bit more idea about it. What level of shocks, in fact, does exist or do exist? What can you think of? And the thing which came up after now 12 years of doing these coaching things and you know, also like having customer and client contact, is that shock is not only shock, you know. As a shock can be, for example, that you're so shocked that you have a blank of what has happened, for example. So you have totally lost the memories about something which has happened in your life. No, this is an extreme example, but it does happen, so right? But there are also different other ones, you know, levels of shock. For example, that you are not in a position to move anymore. This kind of shock, you know. Or that kind of shock that you have so low energy level that you're no more in a position really to stand up and, you know, to go out and to sport, you know, be active and participating in your life, you know, that you really have so less energy that you just sit at home and you do not get your ass up anymore. This is also a level of shock, you know? Or what is, for example, when you cannot really speak properly anymore, you know? Something happens, you hear it, and then you are, you know, you start to become a scatman, you know? Or your voice gets very thin and no more clear and very strong as it used to be usually, you know? So, and always when you just deal with this person, or when you deal and are in this situation, in fact, you know, you get these kind of signs of shock, you know. So just keep that in mind. And I'm sure there are also other different levels of shock, but just to give you, you know, more examples about it, you know, that shock is not only, you know, shock itself, you know. So now there are really different facets about it and really different levels. Okay, so according to Levin, the first status, the first phase is always this shock. This, you know, that you realized it. What is the second? Natural next step. What is then happening? And let's stay with our example that, you know, you have a husband and you find out that he has maybe a girlfriend. And the second phase is then usually that you deny it. You think, oh no, this is impossible. This is not true. My husband, no, he would never have another girlfriend. Of course not. And after a while, you know, you really understand, and this is now the third phase, which is coming, you know, that, oh no, it's real. So it really did happen. So you get an rational insight of, yes, I have to say, you know, by head you understand, yes, he has another girlfriend. And now this is very interesting to see, because men tend to find right away a solution, or, you know, to jump out of the situation right away. And women have more they're more likely to, you know, that they start to talk about their problem as much and as deep as they can. All right. And this is interesting, because the nonverbal analysis tool, which I show you just right after this Levi's model, is then exactly what you can do really when you're one of these phases. So when you have, you know, the feeling that you still could talk about something, in fact, nonstop, because it really bothers you, it still hurts you up till now, then you are, well, it's a clear sign that you, in fact, really at this third phase, in fact, according to Levi's, all right? Okay, then the fourth one is then really, in fact, the next level, the next phase is then the emotional acceptance. So when you work through it, you know, you have the rational insight, okay, it really did happen, and then you start working on it, and you really then do the fourth one, the emotional acceptance, which you get by really working on the topic, you know, then you can really make a personal development, in fact. And this is also called, you need to go through the valley of tears. And it's really the valley of tears is because you really have to work through these emotions behind you, so that you really do a long time change in your life about it. And I'm straight, I see many people, also really many, many women which came in my coaching lounge, and they wanted to jump from level 3 up to the level 5 right away without going and working on their topic, and therefore not going through the valley of tears. And what was then really happening? And it's clear, and you can predict this right away, it's that the small changes, the small effects we were working on, in fact, were not really long-lasting. So after a while, now the old patterns, the old things come up again in your life, and because they were not solved, you know, because you have not made this personal true development. So as I said, you know, this is a very important step, the valley of tears. Don't miss this one out. And when you really have done it, this emotional acceptance, then the next phase, in fact, behind it is the new elements. So which means you then have the energy back again, you're brave enough, you try out the things again, and you collect and get new experiences, all right? You test yourself out. And then you make, you know, this kind of experience or another one. And this is exactly what it's supposed to be like, you know? And this is very good. And then really, phase number 6, the realization and the integration does start, which means that you really get an emotional distance, in fact, of how you felt and how the situation, this crisis, in fact, seemed towards you, like, you know, that this really disappeared, so that you really could get over this 100%. And this is exactly where we try to get you to, you know, so that you really matured, and that you really become greater, okay? So that this new personality with your reactivated inner resources, potential is then really your new you, and that you really can, you know, live according to it. So that you really personally grow. But just to cut it short, these 6 steps are 100% needed that you do it when there is a personal crisis in your life. Okay, so repeat it according to Levin. Step number 1 is the shock. Step number 2 is then really you deny it. 3 is the rational insight, as of the accepting by heart. Yes, it did happen. Step number 4 is then really by heart to understand it, you know, the emotional acceptance of the thing which has happened in your life. 5 is then really that you gain back the energy, that you start recollecting new experiences about it. And step number 6 is then really the integration of this crisis, and also that you take out, in fact, you know, the personal development. Okay. And this is really what we're trying to get you to. So when you leave out, for example, you know, you understand by head that this happened and how much this hurted you, but you have not gone through the valley of tears, and you right away, for example, go to another partnership, or you just switch, for example, the job because the last job was so horrible and you were not really working on, in fact, you know, on the stressing trigger points which were really causing your crisis to come up, you know, then you always stay in these old patterns and they will follow you. So also when you go and start your new job, you will meet exactly the same type of people. You know, the ones, in fact, you were trying to run away from, they are then also in the new company, in fact, waiting for you. It's true. Or, for example, when you say, all right, my husband, this one was not maybe the best one, and you just quit, you just like look for another one, and you were not, you know, really working on your personality. And I understand it sounds a little bit awkward, but this is really, in fact, what you have to do. Because when you then quit, you know, this marriage, and you think, you know, in the new one, everything will be much greater, and it's just, you know, it was just his fault, and in the end, then your new relationship will be exactly like this, that you will have, in fact, a very similar husband again, and you will make the same dramatical experiences again. Okay, so that you really can prevent yourself, keep this living face model in the back of your mind, and this is exactly what we're trying to work through. All right, so what can you do, in fact, when you really understood, in fact, by head, that, you know, phase number 3, living, that you know, that it's really true, you know, you're really in a crisis, it really does hurt, and maybe this person was the one, or this situation in particular. So what can you do? We said, okay, we talk about it, yes, you know, and you also share this information with someone. We already did that in the other analysis episode, so super great. But what in addition can you do that you really work on this situation, that you really work on this terrible experience for you, all right? And this is what you can do via a constellation. And this is a very great tool. And now I ask you really to first of all, to stand up wherever you are, and I'm sure you have a little spot for you, and that you have a look around where you feel comfortable, and there you put yourself. So you're standing in this situation, and it doesn't matter if it's towards the window, towards the door, that doesn't matter at all. Just have a look around where you would like to stand in the room where you are. And when you've done that, I want you to take a deep breath and that you close your eyes. And then I want you really to take a breath in and a breath out. And you just imagine yourself standing there and just feel comfortable for the moment. And then I want you that the critical situation, also the person of your critical situation, you know, the one you really would like to work on, that you get into this situation. And I want you that you imagine your critical partner you're trying to work on internally, that this person appears inside of your inner room now. then I want you to describe that for you as where is he or she standing? Is this person very close, far away from you, left, right, behind you, turned towards you, or maybe that you just see the back of that person? Where is the person standing in front of you? How do you imagine that? And when you've done that and you clearly see this person in front of you, I want you to describe for yourself the feeling you have. How do you feel? And then I want you to double check, in fact, where in your body do you feel this feeling? Is it around the stomach area, on your heart, on your shoulders? But where do you feel your unpleasant feelings about this person? Where is it or where are they? And then, what, in fact, would you need right now? What sort of resource, what sort of power you would need that this would be not so bad for you, this situation? What spins up and comes up in your mind? Very good. And you know exactly what you now would need that this situation would be right away solved. You know the thing which is missing. And I know you do. And you keep that for you. And if you want to, you take now the notebook out and you write down the resource which is missing, all right? Just for you that you don't forget. And when you've done that, I want you to shake you a little bit and step out of your spot where you were right now standing doing this exercise, and that you move a little bit around, shake your head, your hands, your arms, your fingers, you know. And then I would like to do just that you do something very crazy, all right? So I want you now that you go exactly into that position of the critical partner you were picturing inside of you, and you try to stand exactly at the same position, you know, where this person is, and is exactly, you know, with the same direction. Okay, just try it out. You just get into that spot, and then you also, you close your eyes, you take a deep breath in and out, and now you tell yourself how you feel at this spot of your critical partner. And also, in fact, what are you thinking of yourself? You know, what are you thinking of the person who was standing maybe behind you? Or like at the other position which you were just getting out from? What do you think of? And I know that right away you feel quite different. And I know it's a crazy exercise, but I know it does function. And I'm sure that you had right away a different and a complete different feeling. And it was a wow moment for you. Okay. And so just take, you know, again, like with the other one, take a deep breath and out. And you stand out of this person. You shake your hands, your head, you know. And make sure that you get out of this energy where you were just standing in and getting this new experience from. And when you've done that, you take a moment and then you step back again on the position where you were standing at the first moment, you know, where you felt very comfortable and where you positioned yourself, and that you get back into this moment again, as into this position. And now I want you to do something very crazy, you know, because we're now trying really to work and, you know, to have a closer look what this is doing with you, in fact, you know. So we try really to work on on this situation, okay? So I want you now that you get back on the position you were starting, in fact, where you felt really comfortable. You close again your eyes, and of course you leave internally inside the person, your critical partner. You let him or her appear again in front of you, right? And then the funny thing is that you now turn this person around you, and that this person is really facing you on 12 o'clock. And you do this with your imagination. And when you've done that, you pull the person closer and closer and closer to you, that this person stands very big and very huge in front of you. So just that you get, you know, the more emphasized feeling of this, how do you feel at the moment? Not very pleasant, I guess. And I just want you to stay a little bit in this energy position and just feel it. Feel it in your body and how you feel at the moment with this situation. Picture your critical partner straight in front of you, very big. And I know it's very hard because you do not want to be in this position. I know that. And when you've done that, then you take a deep breath and you try to integrate this overall picture inside of you. And I know you will never forget that ever again. And you step out of your position where you're right in. You shake your head, your arms, your fingers, your leg, and you take a deep breath in and out. And I know that this was really hard work for you. So if you want to, you take just a note about your feelings you just had doing this little exercise, this little constellation with me together. And it's a great exercise. It's another non-verbal analysis tool, and it's a very effective one. So I hope you really enjoyed this. And yes, that was it. Thank you very much for listening. If you have additional questions, please just shoot me a message. You can do this via our website, of course, anytime. And also, if you want me, you know that your results are then also like talked about, and you get a personal coaching about it, how it was for you and what this really means in details, you know, please anytime shoot me the message, and then we can make, of course, an episode out of this. No problem, really looking forward. And this is moving way too slowly for you. Of course, you always have the same, you know, at the same time, the position or the option that you get your free consulting call, and we have a closer look at that. We maybe can work together in the one-on-ones that you really can do this transformation in no time. So thank you very much for listening this time. Up to the next episode, where we deepen our analysis tool much, much further.